Orange honors veteran sacrifices, including famed Medal of Honor vet. Orange, California. Hundreds of residents, vets, and current service members turned out at Irvine Regional Park on November 11th to celebrate Veterans Day, including famed Medal of Honor recipient David Belavia, known for saving his entire squad while single-handedly taking out a house of insurgents in Iraq in November of 2004. During the event, Belavia expressed gratitude for veterans across the country, particularly those that served in Vietnam. "The greatest generation living today is the generation who went to war in the prime of their life, and America wasn't ready to treat when they came home," Belavia said. "We treated the Vietnam generation horribly, shamefully, dishonorably." Belavia honored the Vietnam vets in the crowd by having them stand as the audience applauded. Belavia said he received valuable guidance and mentorship from Vietnam vets, despite the poor treatment they received following their own service. "They showed us love and appreciation that they did not receive themselves. That is the greatest generation living amongst us," he said. Army Staff Sergeant Jose Sanchez, who also served in Iraq and saw deadly combat, said he was moved by the celebration, particularly an anti-suicide banner that hung from a booth near the stage from Angel Force USA, a veteran nonprofit advocating for suicide prevention among vets. "Experience things people don't understand. You don't know how much people appreciate you until you see things like this," he said, holding back tears. The banner featured depictions of vets overseen by angels and urged help for those struggling with depression and suicidal thoughts. It read, "Stop suicidality." "That's a really powerful message. It touched me very deeply," Sanchez said. California State Guard Staff Sergeant Ryan Salvoni joined Sanchez and others to volunteer to set up for the event. Having served over 20 years in various branches of the military, Salvoni saw action in some of the deadliest parts of the world. He said he has deep pride for his service. "If I could do it forever, I would," he said. Over 500 people attended the event, many of whom were dressed in patriotic attire. Another honoree was 101-year-old World War II vets James Bradley, a former Army Air Command officer who served in the D-Day invasion of Normandy. Accompanying Bradley was 99-year-old World War II vet Andrew Camello, a former member of the U.S. Navy who also served in the Normandy invasion and at the Battle of Okinawa, where his ship was heavily damaged by a Japanese kamikaze pilot. Orange County Supervisor Don Wagner recognized both vets as they led the crowd in the Pledge of Allegiance.